Good evening, and thank you for listening to KDK Radio. I'm Angino. January is National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. And fortunately, we have a number of pieces of legislation that have passed and have been signed by the president on the federal level to deal with this very issue of trafficking in the country. And there are two lawmakers here in Pennsylvania that are wanting to do more across the Commonwealth to address this issue, because this is not something that is just dealt with overseas. This is not something that is just a problem wherever the somewhere else is that you're imagining. It's happening right here in our own backyard, where individuals are targeting young people, and then they are grooming them, and then they are exploiting them in sex trafficking, in labor. And it's happening time and time again. And I want to welcome two lawmakers that are trying to move legislation forward in Harrisburg right now. They are Representatives Seth Grove and Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Lawmakers, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
I appreciate this. Senator, let's start with you. Considering there are so many different pieces of legislation that have passed on the federal level to deal with trafficking of individuals, why did you see it necessary to move a piece of legislation in Pennsylvania?
You know, in talking with the experts, the advocates, law enforcement, what Representative Grove and I realized is that current law isn't doing what we need it to do. Law enforcement needs more tools. Specifically, we're looking at changing the definition of the offense, adding advertising and patronizing to mere federal law, also looking at changing the criminal charges against those who traffic, increasing the offense, making it a first-degree felony, which will double the amount of jail time for trafficking victims, and also looking at increasing both criminal charges and the subsequent fines for individuals who patronize a victim of sex trafficking.
Representative Grove, what would you say to people who may be listening right now and saying they're not seeing this problem, they're not aware of a problem like this? It may be something that we have to worry about at the southern border, as the president made reference to in the past couple of days, of people trying to bring over children and women and young girls across the border. But why do we have to be worried about it here?
Great question. It's an underground epidemic. It's tough to calculate, and it's tough to track. Here in Pennsylvania, we passed the first ever human trafficking law back in about 2015. Last year, we provided safe harbor to victims. And what we know from the short term of tracking data from 2015, it's highly underreported. And generally, this is what happens. Let's say you have a drug addict, they run out of money, and they need some way to pay for their addiction. They will turn to prostitution. Their drug dealer will pimp them out, and they'll get arrested. They might get arrested for prostitution. It's really trafficking, but the investigation never leads to that point. Or we had a case in New York County where an individual with a drug addiction was told, go into this large retail store, here's a list of stuff, and, you know, if you don't have enough money, steal it. They ended up getting arrested for shoplifting, which can also happen. So there's a lot of individuals who are being trafficked, that because we don't have that follow-up investigation to say, you know, these individuals are trafficked, they get arrested and they get put into the system rather than treated as a victim in their situation. So it's one of the tough parts about human trafficking, is getting the data and doing the investigation and making sure we're actually helping individuals who are being trafficked and not just putting them into jail and then missing out going on the real perpetrators, those who traffic and those who purchase the goods.
Senator Kristen Phillips Hill with us as well, along with Representative Seth Grove. Senator, when it comes to this issue of trafficking, following up on what the representative was just saying regarding a drug addict and what they're willing to do, would that also include a drug addict that was willing to sell children and access to them in order to sustain their drug habit? And would it also include members of the clergy and others that were willing to groom young boys and then make them available to others for their sexual exploitations as well?
Anyone who engages in the practice of selling other human beings for profit are included in this. And I think one of the things that we have to go back to, Representative Grove shared some of the case studies and talked about how we can't even really assign a statistic to the mountains of cases that go unreported, in large part because, you know, a lot of victims are too afraid or too ashamed of what they have suffered. And it's not just people who have drug addiction who become easy prey for these horrible people, but it's also young people who then the people who are selling them, who are pimping them out, make them addicts to control them and compel them to stay in this horrific lifestyle. And so the tentacles of this crime, it extends into, you know, big cities like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, but it's also in our small towns and all of our neighborhoods across this commonwealth. You know, border communities, we're in New York County, we're very close to Maryland, a great interstate system that does so much for our economy. The same thing in Pittsburgh where you are. Those interstate systems and being a border community make you even more susceptible to this type of atrocity.
Do me a favor, if you would both, please hold on right there. There's so much more I want to talk to you about regarding this and the legislation that you're introducing. You talked about definition, redefining. You talked about punishment, and then the responsibilities of those that would engage in sex with these individuals and to what extent they are or would be more severely punished. We'll get into that, plus a whole lot more coming up. You're listening to KDK Radio. The issue of human trafficking. January is National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and it's estimated that around the world, 25 million victims of human trafficking have become victimized in just a single year. The numbers are well into the thousands, according to the National Human Trafficking Hotline in the country. And we have two lawmakers right now joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Representative Seth Grove and Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, talking about efforts right now that are underway in Harrisburg to strengthen our own laws. Senator, you talked about wanting to redefine terms. In what sense do you mean?
So currently, the definition of the offense includes people who recruit, entice, solicit, harbor, transport, provides, obtains, or maintains an individual if the person knows or recklessly disregards. So the Buyer Beware Act, as we're calling House Bill 12 and Senate Bill 60, advertises or patronizes to Pennsylvania law, which will then mirror our federal law. So what we're told by advocates and law enforcement is that you really have to get to what is creating the demand. Representative Grove will tell you this is about economics. If you can create a penalty that disincentivizes people to want to purchase sex from a person who is being trafficked, then that will reduce the number of people whose lives are just destroyed by this insidious crime.
Representative Grove, if you would, so we're talking about individuals who either could have known or should have known that the person was being trafficked and then acted with a disregard to that, so that individual would then be charged more severely the way these bills are being drawn at this point?
Yeah, and the way that's worded is recklessly disregards. So if the DA can go in and prove there's a suspicion that an individual was trafficked, you could be facing a higher penalty. And what that hopefully does is disincentivize individuals from actually purchasing the commodity. If you don't know if an individual is or is not being trafficked, the upgraded penalties should hopefully scare you off and you don't make that decision. And that's part of the problem we have in America and in our justice system. You don't see a lot of so-called Johns get arrested and put into jail. They get ARD, their penalties get downgraded, and then they'll go right back out and purchase the commodity, where the individual who's being trafficked will face charges for prostitution and so forth. So by flipping that around and you target the individuals who are purchasing the commodity, you're now strengthening the position of trying to end it through economics. If you know you're going to get charged, if you know your picture is going to be the front page for solicitation, you're probably not going to commit those acts here in Pennsylvania. And that's really a driver behind this bill.
It sounds as though what you are proposing, both in the Senate bill and in the House bill, is to review those who would be engaged in prostitution from criminals to victims. And is that so? And is that in any way becoming soft on what we would say is a criminal act?
Well, I would say no matter what, absolutely not.
Senator, please go.
Representative Grove.
Okay, Representative Grove, you first.
I would say that, you know, the key is recognizing that, you know, no one wakes up in the morning and says, you know, I want to be a prostitute, right? It doesn't happen now. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a police officer. You know, I want to do talk radio for KDKA. You know, those are aspirations and goals people have. To get to the point where you're prostituting yourself, a lot of bad things have to happen in your life. In no circumstances are we legalizing prostitution or taking away from saying that should be a legal act. What we're trying to do is refocus and recognize that individuals don't go into prostitution because they want to. There's reasons, and we want law enforcement to investigate those reasons. And if they are a victim, they need help, as much help as we can give them. At the same time, if you start going after those who patronize those in the sex business, illegal sex business, there'll be less of a demand. So hopefully the goal is to move that underground entity out of Pennsylvania because there's no business here in Pennsylvania to begin with. Thus, the goal is to not have people go into prostitution because it is not economically viable.
Senator, it's obviously already against the law, but you also wanted to up the punishments, not only from the standpoint of fines, prison, the way the crime is classified, all of that, believing that you are going to be able to make a marked difference in the number of people who are going to engage in these behaviors?
Absolutely. And, you know, Robert, to build on what Representative Grove shared, is that what you need to remember is that the victims average between the ages of 12 and 14. These victims face the prospect of unspeakable violence, forced addiction, threats against their family members. They are mutilated, isolated, sexually assaulted. The atrocities that are committed by the traffickers in order to force these people to comply with what they want them to do are so horrific that what I can share with you on news radio is that it took a while for us to be actually able to process what is done to these people, and they're human beings. And really, Representative Grove and I were left with this feeling that we have a tremendous responsibility, both morally and constitutionally, to protect the victims of this crime. So, you know, if you are denied your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness, as legislators, as human beings, we've not upheld our Constitution.
Senator, let me ask you one follow-up here, because
I'm
running out of time, but I want to get this out. What was the tipping point for you? I have about a minute for you and then a minute for the representative. What was the tipping point for you in wanting to move on this legislation?
It really came after Representative Grove organized a hearing in York County, and we heard from victim advocates And those victim advocates pulled us aside and shared stories that they couldn't even speak publicly. And Representative Grove and I sat on the House floor together, side by side, and said, we can't sit by any longer. That, you know, we really have to engage in the next phase of this battle, because this truly is evil.
Representative Grove, without naming names, is there one particular story that is burned into your mind at this point?
So, you know, for me, it came, my legislative director, him and his family, have been advocates to end human trafficking. He actually had an interest in diving into our statute and kind of developed the bill. And then he came to me with it, and he's like, got a human trafficking bill I'd like to do, kind of briefed me on it, gave me the data. You know, I talked with his family, and, you know, they had so many different stories. It's just something you can't not do, to hear the atrocities on a day-to-day basis happening to very young, innocent lives on a day-to-day basis is just horrific. And that's here in the United States. That's happening in Pennsylvania. It's happening in Pittsburgh. It's happening in New York. It's happening in Greene County. There's not an area that this doesn't happen in, and it's a lot of money. It's a big business, and it ruins people's lives on a day-to-day basis. So,
Representative, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Representative Seth Grove, Senator Kristen Phillips Hill. It's House Bill 12, Senate Bill 60 that they're pushing forward in Harrisburg. KDKA Radio News Time, 828.